All right. Just tune it in. Here's what's going on. Ryan, my producer, he first started, like, his first week he was late. And I said, well, this, you know, we're not going to deal with this. So there's going to be consequences when you're late. And it's going to get worse from here. This is the easiest so far. So what we're doing, he was late yesterday. I gave him a break. I said, you know what? Fine. That was great. He's late yesterday. So I said, all right, no big deal. So then today I get a call, or I had to call him. And by the way, for the last 20 minutes, it went by so slow. Starting at 5:40, I was in the studio saying, please, God, I hope he's late. Please, because I knew I was going to put you through it. So what do? I call you, and you're going to be 5-10 minutes late. So I told you, go straight to Walmart. I said, go straight to Walmart and get a sausage. This was what we said. Next time he was late, he has to give oral to a sausage. And you got the sausage. It's kielbasa. You got it right there, probably about 20 inches long.
Looks like a horseshoe.
You know what? He looks excited.
He can't wait to do
this. I'm telling you. By the way, my father, you're hearing a new voice here. My father's co-hosted the show with me.
Yes.
This was a thing, man. And this, again, solidifies you being gay. I don't care how many hot chicks you bring to Hornets games. I don't care how many girls you claim have a crush on you. All right? The point is, if I knew that the next time I was late for work, I was going to have to give oral to a sausage in front of a million people, I would not do it.
He really can't wait to put in his
mouth.
Well,
look at him.
He's excited.
You cannot wait.
He said it's looking good.
You cannot wait to feel the texture of that sausage going in your mouth, that kielbasa. Yeah.
Somehow or another, I have a feeling this isn't the first time.
No, it isn't. Oh. Yeah, he's gay. I'm telling you. Yeah, I know he's gay.
Something's not right here.
He doesn't want to admit that he's gay, but he's gay. Because then again, why would you do this? Why would you put yourself through this? All you have to do is make sure you get up on time and get here on time. Why? You would think you would take every measure. Look at he's over there playing with it.
Like, finaling it.
Oh, yeah, he's doing things to that sausage. I'm actually learning how to play with a sausage from him. I'm learning the way you're fondling and stroking that kielbasa.
I'm actually holding by the tip of my fingers.
Yes, you can take
some
notes.
Tips from Ryan.
That's why we got to take pictures. Unfortunately, we don't have a camera in here. Take pictures and show all women out there how they should handle a kielbasa. So here's what we're doing, dude. We're going to call this kielbasa karaoke. I've got a song that I have here.
Oh, this is bad.
And what you need to do.
This is a first.
I'll never be late to work.
What you need to do. Oh, you will. Because you know what? The next time, it's going where the sun don't shine.
Oh, no.
The next time, that's where that kielbasa is going.
So
it's going. It's
thumb.
Going. You know what? He'll be late. He'll be late on Monday.
Definitely.
He'll be late on Monday.
I'll definitely be late Monday.
He'll come in with the sausage in KY and said, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it. All right. Here's the song. Put on your headphones.
I don't have them. I didn't bring them in.
So how are you going to hear, you idiot? You forgot your headphones, too.
I have them in my car.
I think he does both.
There's a pair in the drawer.
Hang on for a second. Yeah, but I don't think it has the...
They'll fit in that hole.
Where the hell? Are they right here? But you know what? No, you know what it is? I don't think it has the adapter.
Because I think I'm using the adapter, I believe. Oh, there is an adapter. All right. Here you go. Yeah, wear these because he
needs to do both ends today.
He's not doing both.
Yeah, he's got to.
All right, pop those on, you imbecile. Go. Okay, here's the song. Now, while you have the kielbasa in your mouth, you've got to try to sing and listen to it.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right. So while... Let's listen. Do you know the words? I want you to sing it first.
Something about it's raining men. I don't know what the words are.
Hang on. Go. Right here now. Here we go.
It's a raining man.
Hallelujah. It's raining men.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so while you got the kielbasa in your mouth, any words you don't know, you got to hum. Okay? So you got to try to... Now put the kielbasa in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Look at that. But it's got to go deeper. Put it deeper. No, and listen. He's gagging. Listen.
Here.
Listen. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to act again. You know, you got to put it in and out of your mouth, the kielbasa that we have in the studio. You got to do that while you're trying to sing It's Raining Men. Okay? Put it in your mouth. Are you ready? Uh-huh. Let's start. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, that's making me sick.
Oh, it's a goodbye on this.
Shut up.
So
go ahead and say stop. Keep doing it. Keep going. Come on. I want to hear it.
He's got a smile on his face from ear to ear, folks.
You're loving it. Admit you love doing this.
Oh.
Come on, keep going. Keep going. Come on, faster. Don't you know how to do this? You know exactly how to do this. Hey, dude, use your hand a little bit when you're doing it.
No.
It's long. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You got to bob your head. You're not singing. I don't hear you singing. Come on.
You go, Ryan. This is disgusting. Oh,
come on, I don't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these. You are such a fag, dude. You really are.
And then I spit.
Come on, keep going. Dude, you're using too much teeth. You're using too much teeth. Come on.
How did you know?
Come on, let's go.
See.
Use two hands. Come on. Use two hands. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going.
Gay porn.
Oh, it looks just like it. Go. Oh, you almost gagged. You almost puked.
No, I didn't puke. But.
All right, Ryan.
No, he don't love it. He just said, all right, he's still doing
it. He loves it. He loves it.
Yeah, he does.
You love doing it.
I'm going to take a bite out of it now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're so good. Wow.
That was from my friend Chris over there at MTC.
Okay, whatever. Dude, he's no longer your friend.
I don't think he is anymore.
I would not be your friend. Wow. You got into that like I've never seen any. I have never met a woman who got into it more than that. And you were just going crazy.
He's still holding it.
Yeah, he is. He's still holding it. He put it back in his mouth.
And he doesn't have to.
No, he does not have to. All right, very good. Very good, Ryan. Well, you know what? If you're late next time, I'm not...
Stick at my...
Yeah, yeah. If you're late next time, you got problems. Okay?
Oh, he'll be late.
Oh, he will because he wants to.
I'll be 20 minutes later.
You're late because you want to be.
Yep.
You're late because you want to be. It's 94.7 The Buzz Mo Radio Show, 753.
This is Brian Mooney for Mortgages Direct. When we first started advertising with The Buzz in January, we didn't know what kind of response we'd get. But soon, the phone started ringing and we saw a big increase in the quality of our customers. The Buzz works for us and it'll work for you too. Call our sales professional, Paul Morgan, and let him and The Buzz deliver the same great results for you.
This is Paul Morgan at Clear Channel Sales. If you want to smack your competitors around and get great results, call me today at 841-0334.
Hello, Buzz. You're in the air.
I take it back. He is gay. I called the other day.
Yeah, he's gay, all right.
He's got to be.
Hello, Buzz. You're in the air.
Mo, man, you make excellent radio. I've been listening to you since day one, man, and you are just great. Everything you do is hilarious.